This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This economy is going to reopen eventually, unevenly probably, sooner in some places than in others. And things are going to look different, right? Restaurant tables are going to be spaced 6 feet apart. Masks, hopefully everywhere. Touchless payment systems, one hopes, the norm. And for the tens of millions of people who work desk jobs, a different kind of office space as well. From the Workplace Culture Desk Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
Ramon Peralta heads his own creative agency, Peralta Design, in Shelton, Connecticut, and he's always taken pride in his stylish headquarters.
You know, beautiful office campus, glass conference room, you know, all the amenities.
And of course, the popular open floor plan, newly imbued with a sense of danger.
We may consider doing some plexiglass dividers, you know, or kind of cough shields, if you will.
Workstations facing each other might be turned apart, the fun game room repurposed into a solo office, and the whole space will get more frequent and deeper cleanings when his team eventually returns. Some workers have already returned to offices in China run by commercial real estate company Cushman & Wakefield. Despina Katsikakis has been helping put together best practices for their U.S. operations using their China experience as a model.
Infrared temperature checks, changing the way you access the building so you're not really touching any aspect of it. Voice-activated elevators.
And another thing, buildings will need to improve their airflow, says Joseph G. Allen, a professor at Harvard and author of the book Healthy Buildings. If windows can be opened, they should.
You bring in more outdoor air and you dilute anything that's in the indoor air. And of course, if you partner that with enhanced filtration, you can actually capture virus particles and other particles.
He says current ventilation systems were designed for energy efficiency rather than to promote health, so they'll need to be adjusted to bring in more air. But maybe the biggest change will be workers who don't want to return to the office, which creative agency director Ramon Peralta is preparing for.
For us and for our culture, health is number one. And if they don't feel comfortable coming in, they won't have to.
Of course, allowing workers to stay home for the long term isn't something every company can do. And there are plenty of workers itching to get back to the office. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.